No, but I own all the utilities, so it's actually times 10.
Board Games on 95BFM. Our weekly chat with Waitemata local board head Pippa Coombe.
Yes, it is. It's the weekly chat with... That's what the sting says. I don't need to say it as well. So this week, well, Pippa Coombe joined us again, and we had a chat about all kinds of different things in the local government's sphere, about how we go about doing things, how we can get involved, what's happening, what local boards actually do, again. So I started by asking what's coming up slash going on with the local board at the moment.
So we have a lot of projects that are guided by our local board plan that we consulted on a couple of years ago. And they're things like park improvements, providing community grants, supporting arts, culture, supporting events. And so we're continuing that program of with our projects that we already have underway.
How are all the projects that you back, how is that decided, and how do you allocate support for all the different projects and different things that you do across the community?
Well, some of our budget, well, a big chunk of our budget is already tied up in contracts for things like maintenance and operations. So things like maintaining the parks or our community facilities or the library, swimming pools. So every year those facilities have an operational budget and they roll over year by year. So we don't have the ability to really sort of cut those budgets. I mean, everybody wants, you know, parks to continue to be maintained. But what we do have is what we call a discretionary budget. So we do have a bit of funding that we can allocate to specific things.
So where does that discretionary budget come from? Is that supplied from central government or is it raised through stuff like taxes and rates?
So a big chunk of Auckland Council's income comes from rates. And that income, the budget of Auckland Council, an allocation is given to every 21 local board, and the allocation is mainly based on population. So we get a fixed amount each year, depending on our population.
Right. Is Waitemata one of the largest local boards in Auckland?
We are not the largest by population or size, but we're the quickest growing. So, for example, the city centre has grown hugely in the last 7 years from about 20,000 residents to almost 60 now.
Wow. Is that due to stuff like densification? And obviously, because it's a central area, there's going to be more likely to be apartments, et cetera, and apartments popping up. So does that have an effect on how the local board makes decisions? Obviously, the population's rapidly growing and rapidly changing. Are the needs of the local area rapidly growing and rapidly changing as well?
Absolutely. So for the city centre, there wasn't really a community centre for those residents. And we've had a project that we completed a couple of years ago to develop the Ellen Melville Centre as a community hub. So that's where we anticipated that need. And it's now rocking along really well as a place where you can go along and do courses. There's lots of voluntary work happening there. And I think even BFM have been doing live performances.
Yeah. On the council site, it says that in 2019-2020, we plan to invest kind of 5.2 million into renew and develop assets, as well as the regular maintenance costs. Mm. What kind of assets do you develop? And what does it even mean to renew and develop assets?
Well, that's a good question, because the way that council's driven is very much around renewal. So if you think that council has a whole lot of assets, which can be from anything from a park bench, playground, through to a big sports facility, all of those are on a renewal schedule, a maintenance schedule. And when they come up for renewal, there is funding for that. And so what the local board can do is we will go, okay, this playground is going to be renewed. We might have a budget for that, which might be, say, $500,000. What the local board can do is say, well, we're going to leverage that and add extra to make it even a better upgrade. And we've done that a lot with our playgrounds.
Right. So you represent the local communities as well, but is there a way that those local communities can also actively have a say in what goes on with the local boards?
Absolutely. So we're always love for people to get in contact at any time, and people do. You know, I get emails all the time with people raising issues or asking us to get on the job with something. But there is also an annual process, an annual consultation cycle, which is to give feedback on the annual budget. Because if it's not in the budget, it doesn't happen. Right. And so we're now in that submission phase until the 17th of March.
Right. So how can people have their say on their consultation of the budget?
So it's online on the council website. You can go on the Facebook page, you can use Twitter, you can use do a hard copy form that's not so popular. And people might have seen it in the Our Auckland that comes out as well. There's details there that goes in the letterboxes. So it's worth doing some feedback if there's something particularly that you'd like to council to do.
And so is that a similar kind of consultation process as to how people can regularly have their say on what's going on in their local area?
Well, there will be consultation on local issues and projects. So, for example, if we're doing a playground upgrade, we'll consult on the design or we will consult on very specific issues. So this is the all of council budget.
Right.
And it's divided into the regional budget and then what local boards are prioritising as well. So it's giving that feedback in your local area.
So do you feel like people are particularly engaged in kind of local government politics, especially in the Waitemata area?
I think there's a sense of, well, why should you care? Like, what does it matter about local boards? And it's taken quite a long time for people to have any awareness that there are even local boards. Like, even now people will say to me, I don't even know, didn't know there was a local board. And that's really understandable because your day-to-day, you might not have any interaction with the local board, and you might not realise when you go to the library or the swimming pool that it's actually your local board providing that service. But I guess it's good to know who represents you and where you can go if you do have an issue, because you've got to make your representatives work. And everybody contributes to Auckland Council. Like, even if you're a renter, you're still paying rates.
How do you think we can, do you think we need to get more people engaged in local government politics? B, how do you think we can get more people involved in local politics? And C, how do you think we can, like, raise the profile of local governments and local boards?
Well, I do think as a council we need to be hearing all voices across all communities, particularly from younger people, because the feedback we do get is very much skewed towards older homeowners. And in more affluent areas. So there are things underway to try and make it easier to give feedback in lots of different ways. And you will see Auckland Council at, like, events at Pacifica, Lantern Festival, seeking feedback so people can just rock up and give a comment, and that's all captured.
Right.
I guess whether people should care about it, I think it's just good to be aware of when the opportunity is there, because often I guess it's easy to feel that you don't have a voice and that no one really cares.
And some people, there's kind of this line that if you don't vote or don't engage with processes like consultation processes, you don't have the right to critique what's going on. Where do you stand in relation to that typical line?
Well, I think there's a couple of things there. One is some people are very happy to vote every 3 years and then to let council get on with it. You don't have to be actively involved in every step of the democratic process, because it can be really exhausting. You know, only a few people have got time to show up to council meetings and do submissions. There's also, it can be quite deliberate if you don't vote and you don't submit. And so I think that I would never dismiss anyone having a view just because they haven't done a feedback form. And often it's the case that if you don't hear from people, it's because they're generally happy. So when there is a consultation, if you really care about it, you are going to submit. But if you think, okay, that's fair enough, and you don't, then I think you can accept that it's going to happen, because there's a big, I guess, the silent majority that are supportive.
Even in cases where perhaps that silent majority are just those who are either ignorant of the issue or unaware of the issue?
Well, that's a good point, that it's for Auckland Council to make sure that there's an awareness about the activities and what Auckland Council is. So it's good that what's underway at the moment is trying to be much more accessible and be engage the whole community and not just target. Say, for example, it wasn't that long ago where all of the consultation would just be in hard copy. It was only, you'd only see it if you went to your letterbox. And I think that is changing. But there's always more that council can do to raise awareness.
What are three things that you'd like to see either council do or local boards do to make either this kind of engagement process more accessible or to just raise awareness for these issues?
Well, I think it is trying new things. So we are going to be doing, as part of the consultation, a Facebook Live question and answer. And I'm doing that with Adriana Christie, who is the youngest member of the board, and she's been really keen to try different ways of engaging because she knows that her demographic don't give feedback very often. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes. I think there's also more that council can do just to raise awareness about what the services that council provides and the role, yeah, that it plays, and so that you do go through your day thinking, oh, my rates are paid for that. You know, that's being delivered for me, and you know what's provided for you.
That's not a ladder, that's an upside-down snake.
Board games on 95 BFM.